All right, we're going to call this segment of foot washing Prophecy That Soars and Ensnares. Once again, drawing from the Zechariah passage, on that day I'll remove both the prophets and the spirit of impurity from the land. I came broken and cast down to the Vineyard's pastor conference that year. Annette and I had been asked to leave our vineyard due to challenging the senior pastor over his sexual immorality. Ever prescient, John Wimber knew his leaders needed extraordinary encouragement, so he invited the Holy Spirit to release pastors to prophesy to each other in the spirit of Numbers 11:25. When the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied. I immersed myself in that river of life. A current of truthful, edifying words coursed over me as leaders I didn't know distilled my call. A woman described me as a one-star general of purity. Another man, you have wrestled and yet you limp. Yet another, you suffer on behalf of others who suffer more. Wow. These leaders neither knew me nor my wound, but their words welled up from the heart of God to this thirsty soul. Ezekiel says, where that river flows, everything will live. Utterly true. I came alive again to my identity and purpose. An authentic prophetic stream released from the Holy Spirit to build up the body released me. A year later, I had another experience of prophecy that made me sick. Wimber invited a few prophets from Kansas City to address Vineyard Anaheim. At first, I liked it. Mike Bickle corrected our sunny and superficial California morality, or lack thereof. Little did I know at that time that Bickle's Midwest was rife with its own immorality. What threw me was Paul Kane, the grand prophet, who said nothing substantial, but managed to rally a bunch of idiots around him who longed for the oracle to speak the defining word. Yuck, we knew better. John knew better. Well, everyone can make a mistake. God doesn't trump up a man, a person associated with a gift. God gives gifts freely from his Spirit through anybody to accomplish his will, for he gives gifts freely as God determines. 1 Corinthians 12:11. God may deliver through Balaam an ass, but he wasn't coming through one like Cain that night. I remember wasting a couple nights as 5,000 people hoped that Paul would call him or her out to declare clairvoyant minutiae about one's personal life, sideshow anybody, then pronounce with a flourish some grandiose future in which he or she would usher in revival, Jesus' return, etc. Wow, a dead sea in contrast to the prophetic stream released at the Vineyard's pastor gathering. That emperor had no clothes. At this time, scripture scholar Jack Deere came on board with both the Vineyard and the Kansas City prophets. He reflects astutely, poignantly, on how his, Jack Deere's, sinful drive for power gave Paul Kane full sway. Kane prophesied that Deere would eclipse Wimber and be as great as his own bloated prophetic self. Bless the now humbled Jack Deere. I recalled him in the early 90s, surrounded by the KC prophets, an arrogant man who was barely interested in anyone who didn't amplify himself. His sin magnetized men like Cain, who took Deere and others captive. Jack suffered greatly. His own story reveals the bad fruit of false prophets. Matthew 7:15-23. I honor Jack Deere today for telling the truth of his repentance from prophetic wickedness. Please read his cautionary witness online. The stream of prophecy Mike Bickle sought to steward was mixed. I champion the good. I recall a recent meeting with a Catholic friend at a coffee joint in KC and a fine IHOP man, Ed Hackett, who greeted me with a wave of prophetic love that nourished both myself and my friend. Hackett's finely tuned eye of heart builds others up prophetically wherever he goes. He needs no title. His continual welling up is exemplary of true prophecy and precisely why we must fight for this most excellent gift. One St. Paul implores us to seek and exercise above all others. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 through 3. But Mike's refusal to discipline his sons and daughters, many of them deeply divided by insecurities, sexual sins, and chemical addictions, has so polluted the good gift of prophecy that it appears God is capping the flow at IHOP KC. Jesus is cleansing his house of impure prophecy. But our task remains, reclaiming what is precious from the putrid. That requires a rare blend of careful oversight and commitment to the freedom of the prophetic gift. Thanks for joining me.